Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable. It's Friday, the 29th of March.
Sniffles.
Everyone is taking care of their...
If you're listening at home, this is not the way to open a segment.
This is a radio class, not the way
really
to
how you do it.
No, that's right. We were doing the billboard in a way. All kinds of water was cascading. It was actually pretty.
I was hosing down the room. Okay, you know, look, there was a spill.
Okay. This is our roundtable. On the roundtable, we have a wonderful panel before us this morning. We have, why are you all laughing? Did I say something wrong?
No, you didn't.
We opened up, and now we're a wonderful panel.
Well, no, you are a wonderful panel. You're here, and you stayed, and that's great.
Okay, good.
WAMC's Ray Graff is here.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Raymond.
Hi.
Sarah LeDuc, our wonderful producer, is here.
Hey.
And David Gastina, our Morning Edition host, is with us as well.
Right.
We are doing something brand new today on Roundtable on the Roundtable, and something that we hope we can make a regular feature, but it's really up to you. It's our pre-weekend Open Phone Friday, and what we're going to do is open up the phones, and here's what really makes the segment work.
Oh,
you call us.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, that's sort of the key to this, is that you kind of have to call us.
Yeah, it's your number.
Right. 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-34-TALK-1, 1-800-348-2551. We were talking during our production meeting yesterday afternoon that we felt that while it's been great having everybody email us and Facebook us and tweet us and all that good stuff, that we wanted to open up the phones and we'll do it on Fridays and we'll have people talk. And then we thought, well, what topic do we want to talk about? Because we've handled a lot of huge things this week. And then we thought, well, you know, we've handled a lot of huge things this week. Let us take a little bit of a break, and we'll talk about some weekend stuff. So,
okay.
if you first of all, you can talk about whatever you want.
Right.
If there's an issue on your mind, if there's something that you want to get to, something that we've discussed, something that you want,
yeah.
That's fine.
Chemtrails, such.
Sure, great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, no problem.
but if you have, if you're reading a great book and you'd like to share with our WAMC audience, if you're into binge television watching and there's a great TV show that you've seen recently and you want to share that with us.
We could always do language pet peeves.
Language pet peeves is great.
Special plans for Easter.
Special plans for Easter. That is actually what started this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing for your Easter weekend
sure.
or your holiday weekend or whatever? Because even of those of us who are not Easter inclined, for many it is a spring break week this
mm-hmm.
week coming up. So what's on your dance card? We'd love to hear from you. Again, to make this work, we need your phone calls. 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-34-TALK-1. So I begin the conversation by asking our panel, do any of you have any cool plans for the weekend?
Yeah. My uncle is coming in this afternoon, and... You know, I don't know quite how to say this because somebody in my family is going to be surprised this weekend with a special event.
Okay.
So just in case they're listening, which I don't think they are, but it's not only Easter, but a great surprise for somebody all very much love in my family.
All right, it doesn't sound like much of a surprise anymore.
No, it doesn't sound like much of anything.
You didn't say who it was. You're fine, David. Don't let them pick on you.
Everything's
fine.
Thank
you, Sarah.
Are you headed north?
I'm not.
I asked Sarah that because she home is in Saranac Lake. So
that's
among
right.
the llamas.
That's right. The rare Adirondack llama. I'm not going home this weekend because the weekend after next is my mom's birthday, and this is Easter weekend, so I'm going the weekend in between. Also, that's just what worked out better with my schedule.
That makes
that's
sense to
the
me.
The way I justified it to my mom. It's like, I can't come for Easter because no good reason. And I can't come up for your birthday because something else, relatively good reason. So I'll be up in between for the whole weekend.
That's great.
Because mm-hmm. the last two times I've gone home, I've gone for one night, which it's a little bit of a hike for a
sure.
Less than 24-hour visit. But this weekend
although
is,
well-timed on your part, I would say.
I do okay. I fit a lot in. This weekend, I am going to a birthday party for my favorite 2-year-old.
Aww.
She just turned 2. Evelyn Correa is 2 years old, and she's having a party.
Abby.
And then Sunday, I'll have brunch with Emily, my roommate Emily, and her family. And then I will watch the season 3 premiere of Game of Thrones on HBO.
Oh, I can't wait. Are you into this, David?
I've seen and read and reading about a lot of this, and Patrick Don just spares not one second to tell me about all this. So I haven't seen it yet, but it looks incredible.
Yeah, it's really It's quite great. Thank you for trying. This was an interesting thing. One of the things I wanted to have sort of in front of me was because we have all digital media. I've got the New York Times online, and I asked Katie Britton, our program director, if it was possible for her, because she was going next door, if she could pick me up a hard copy of the New York Times. And she said she went to 5 convenience stores. Nobody has a hard copy.
Oh my goodness!
So wow.
That's kind of
wow.
Because I wanted the ads and stuff,
sure.
But.
Sure.
Not a big deal. So we would love to hear from you. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-34-TALK-1. Let's go to Frank in Burlington. Frank, good morning. How are
you? Good morning. I'm okay. I know where you can get a copy of the Times in Burlington.
Yeah. I know where to get one in Greenwich, too. What Albany's problem is, but that's all right.
So, okay, I'm not calling in with hard news or anything like that.
Good.
You guys seem in the mood, and I have a very simple question. Beatles or Stones?
Beatles.
Ooh, yeah.
I would say Beatles.
It's Beatles for me, too.
I mean, you're asking which we feel is better? Or
maybe I'm asking you, which do you feel more compelling and which stands the test of time more?
Yeah, Beatles.
Beatles.
Right, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I would think Beatles, of course. I mean, the caveat to this is that the Stone story isn't done yet.
Or is
that the point? Oh, see, that's a newsman. See, that's a
yeah.
I hear you. Yeah. No, I gotta go. Stones. I'm thinking of 1968 through 1975. The work that was done. Whoa,
It was a good year. 72.
Many 72.
Exile on
Main Street.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, and I hate when, because when I do interviews and I ask, somebody about, do you enjoy Broadway or do you enjoy television? And they're like, oh, they're both my children. I love them both the same.
Yeah.
But I do think that when you look at those two groups, you can say they're both fantastic. They're both great, and leave it at that. I don't know that you have to pick one.
I was listening to from 1975, so that this would be in his peak period, Black and Blue the other day.
Oh yeah,
and that's a really underrated Stones record, I think.
Oh yeah,
nice record.
I was just listening to the White Album, and man, it's just that's haunting. I love it. So it's
Ray's a Revolver guy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. How'd you know?
I remember.
That's my favorite one. Yeah.
It's all good
I think
story.
Maybe the reason I'm bringing this up is I also, the last couple of days, watched that thing Crossfire Hurricane on HBO.
What is that?
I also, last couple.
Okay. Well, I think we have all some right, connections.
Yeah, well,
that's the end of that, but thank you.
We lost him. Where was he? He was in Burlington, right?
Yep.
Is that where? So, yeah, the signal wasn't good, but that's a shame.
But he's got a Times.
All right. Let us go to Becky in Northampton. By the way, we welcome your phone call. It's Open Phone Friday on the Roundtable. Ray is here, Sarah's here, David is here, and we welcome your phone calls. 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-34-TALK-1. Hannah is busily taking your calls. Becky, your turn. Go ahead.
Well, I have a serious question or comment,
I guess. We welcome those as well.
And I listen to you guys, I listen to NPR every day, and just sort of following all the different conversations about gun control legislation, and it looks like it's really losing momentum on the federal level. And I honestly don't understand why. And I'm not a gun owner, but I have family members that love to hunt, and I think that's fine. But I really can't understand why someone would need an assault rifle. And so I don't know if you guys have any comments about that or what your thoughts are.
Well, two things. I think number one is that you bring up a good point that I'm gonna kind of key in on one part of what you're asking, because we've talked about a lot of this over a long time. But I think the frustration that you express over it losing momentum and wondering why is a really valid point of how since the Newtown shootings in early December to now the end of March, that we could have gone on this roller coaster ride and not come out with anything meaningful. However, I do think if there was one ray of sunshine for you this week, to me it would be the money that Michael Bloomberg is going to put into this of $12 million for an ad campaign going squarely against the NRA and their lobbying to try to get meaningful legislation to come before the floor in the Senate. So if there is a silver lining to what you're talking about, to me that would be it.
That's positive news.
You know, I think that's a big deal. How effective that money will be, I have no idea. But the fact that it was to me used as a bit of a kickstarter back to the issue seemed
and
like
illegal guns, yeah,
and seemed like a positive
right.
move. But
not to mention the warrants coming out in Connecticut today
with all the
cache of weapons. That could be a kickstart as well.
Well, and I also think you do have to look. I do think you have to look at the issue of, of what the individual states are doing, too.
No question.
Yeah,
there's some positive stuff happening. Now, I don't really understand what the resistance is to background checks for people buying weapons. I mean, that seems like a no-brainer to me.
Well, I think that is. I think
there's
that
been
is.
Some agreement on
I
that,
think
right?
there is some agreement on background checks. I think that is one of the things that has come under the least amount of
bickering
and
disagreement.
Thank you, David.
But yesterday they were saying in the Senate, it looks like even that would be hard to pass. And I don't understand what's the argument against a background check.
Well,
what's the NRA saying in defense of that, or what are the Republicans saying in defense of that?
Well, you know, I'm not sure exactly what the language is, and I can certainly check, but it's let me consider that homework.
Yeah, I mean,
and I will do, because I don't have their talking points in front of me. And interestingly enough, in my Google bar, I just put in backyard checks, so that's different.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's different.
Get the grill ready and whatnot. Yes, good for you.
But I do think that when you look at these issues, and as far as when it comes to background checks, that there does that is one thing that seems to have come to a bit of an easier agreement. So they're looking to broaden. The NRA has said that they will broaden background checks on purchasers of firearms, and said that there is room for negotiation on that issue. We'll see.
Yeah.
It'll be brought up again many times on this show coming up in the next several months.
I'm sure we'll too.
Yep.
As it should. Of course. Go ahead.
Now, do you know, do states have laws where you have to register the weapons that you have or the guns that you have? Or is that, am I really out there when I think that that's...
No, you're right. No, there are gun laws, and there are laws, obviously, depending on legal guns are registered, and all states have different rules as far as purchasing them and how they are registered. But
and which ones?
Okay.
Yeah, and which guns fall under that. So the rules in New York would differ than the rules in Massachusetts. They would differ than the rules in Arizona.
Yeah. See, that's another thing I don't understand, why there's not consistency across the board.
Well, I think that's one of the things that the Senate legislation is trying to come to grips with.
Fantastic.
I feel like if I have to register my car, I should have to register a weapon.
Well, you do.
But you said it depends on what it is, right?
Well, yeah, it depends on whether you have a Humvee or a smart car. Yes, I mean, it does. Yes, it does. It does. Absolutely.
And that doesn't make sense to me, because no matter what car you have, you have to register it.
No, it's a great point. It's a great point. And I think it's as Ray, was facetiously saying, I think, no, not really.
No, I never
was that, this is something that is going to be obviously talked about for a long time as we work through these major issues.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, you too.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Let us go to Michael in Amherst, Massachusetts. It is our open phone Friday on the roundtable. Michael joins us now. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Hey, how are you?
Fine.
I'm going to talk about something I'm going to do this weekend that
awesome.
I'm pretty intrigued about, and I don't know everything about it, but what I heard sounds great. It's called, there's an organization called Music in Common. And I think they're based in the Berkshires, and they're doing a series of community concerts. And this is a benefit. And what they're going to do, this is in Shelburne Falls on Saturday. They're going to do a recreation of the Last Waltz,
Martin Scorsese,
and they're doing it with sort of local musical celebrities I think Seth Gleyer and the Neilds and Charles Neville and others, and it's not just superstars, but you know, it's like local people. And then they're going to do the same concert in Connecticut, in Collinsville, Connecticut, on Sunday the 7th, and then they're going to do it in New York City at BB King's on June 2nd.
What a cool idea!
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Great.
That is really neat.
Yeah, and I also wanted to put in a plug for, I mean, sort of connect this to what you've just been talking about, believe it or not, and that is that...
you've intrigued us.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's sort of why I'm so interested in community music. It's one of the things that knits together community, because the issue of gun control really is about, it's a response to people feeling atomized and afraid individually, and so events that knit together community sort of counter that, you know, in an indirect way, but in a profound way. So, you know, as far as activism, and nobody really opposes them. See, because the thing is, if you're getting sort of dogmatic about something, you're going to get a counter reaction that's just as strong. But nobody opposes this. So what ends up happening is that you have communities of trust, and that the need for, to arm yourself is less. I know that sounds kind of idealistic.
I don't think it's a beautiful sentiment. It's a beautiful thought. I think what, if we can take what you're talking about, take what is built in these communities and at these various events, and build on it, so that you can say, okay, we are good, trusting people, and what this is what we have in common. And in this case, it's this music. And then how do we take this in our communities and move it forward? Is, I think it's a wonderful point, and certainly something that helps us in civility and understanding other ideas and understanding other philosophies, while at the core, in this particular group, you have this thing, which is this beautiful music in common. It's a wonderful point, Michael.
Well, there you go. And there's other organizations. There's like a network of organizations doing community music, and another one that I know about, and I'm involved in it, but I also it's a Valley Jazz chorus and a choir, and then there's also a Valley Rock choir, and there's about 80 plus in the rock choir, and there's about 30 in the jazz choir, but they do a series of concerts, and they bring together these people that. I mean, the concerts that they make are tremendous. Go ahead.
No, well, we're running out of time. I got to hit the network news. But real quick, give the name of again so people know.
It's Valley Choirs. I think it would be valleychoirs.com.
Valleychoirs.com, and if not, you can just Google it and find out. Well, Michael, thank you very much for sharing with us.
Sounds
I appreciate
like
it, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. We have Nick on the phone, and Joe on the phone, and Bill on the phone, and Patty on the phone, and we want you on the phone, too. 1-800-348-2551. We now have a line open. 1-800-348-2551. We'll continue our conversation after this short break from National Public Radio and Washington. They'll give us the headlines, and then we'll be back after this. Welcome back to our Friday roundtable on the roundtable. I said that weird, didn't I?
Friday. You really did.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Welcome to our Friday roundtable. On the roundtable, we have a snarky panel before us this morning. David Gustina is with us, Sarah LaDuke is with us, and Ray Graff is with us, and it is lovely to have you with us as well. Our lines are loaded. It is our Open Phone Friday edition of the Roundtable on the Roundtable. You can talk about anything. You can chat. You can plug. You can tell us what's on your mind. Get things off your chest. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like.
Also known as the No Show Prep Friday.
That's right.
How dare you? Yeah. How dare you?
Pardon me, producer.
The remaining 2 hours are very solid.
Fine.
and just not to defend this too much, but I have to say that actually coming to this decision took more show.
I'm sure.
Anything else.
We're emailing back and forth all night.
Like, what do we do? I don't know.
I was like, all I can think about is the Game of Thrones premiere.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So that's where we started from. So okay.
Yeah,
impressed.
We've done fine. Better than that.
1-800-348-2551. 1-800-34-TALK1. Let us go to Joe in Adams, Massachusetts. Joe, good morning.
No, it's Jim. It's not Joe.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Jim.
Joe on the other end.
Jim. All right.
Hey, all right,
Jim.
Joe.
I'm Joe. Joe.
David.
Jim. Joe.
Hey.
What's going on, Jim?
And Ray. Yes.
And yay, Ray, I usually say, but not after that comment you made about the No Prep Show.
Oh, boy. Oh, you know, I knew this was going to be tough.
Yeah.
If you call in Vox Pop, you're usually
very
nice.
I'm going to you about Sarah. She's my favorite there.
Oh.
Ouch.
Oh, wow. Look, we have favorites.
I'm just going to back out of here.
All right. So what do you think? Okay. What do you think,
well,
Jim?
Amongst others. Well, the show is not snarky enough this morning. The panel's not snarky enough this morning. Alan's not there.
What do you mean? Oh.
Well, you know.
I'm calling in about, I would hope and pray and beg you folks not to restrict our freedom of speech and our ability to interact and have back and forth discussions with you by limiting telephone call-ins on your show to only Fridays.
Oh, that's interesting.
I would hope you could bring it back to all the other days during the week.
Here's the thing, first of all, I have three ways of answering this question because
manning in the phones and all that.
No. Well, hold on.
Okay.
Because you're adding other things
that
I didn't even think of.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Nobody could do it.
One of the things is that we make it very interactive as far as the as social
internet.
Media goes,
yeah.
With the internet and with Facebook and with Twitter and our webpage.
And
so
email.
And email. So we certainly invite that and we make that a part of it all the time. The other thing that we have found in doing the phones with the subject, if we have one subject and we can stay with it for the entire time, it works much better. But because we go on to so many different topics, we certainly, it's very difficult to then go back. And sometimes we have specialists on a certain thing and then they've left and then the question comes in. So that we have found that to be logistically difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, because we have Vox Pop, which is a show called, you know, Vox Pop, Voice of the People. And that is a show that is specifically designed to gauge your reaction that we have that. And of course, we often these Fridays and so it's not like we are limiting your free speech at all. What we are doing is welcoming it in any way, shape, or form, but there are times and places for it, and that's how we have sort of parsed it out so far.
Okay.
But I will also add that this is very much a work in progress,
yeah.
And we'll see how things go.
Hey, Jim, have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it. Let's go to Nick. Well, let me see. The little button's broken here. There you go. There you go.
It's been broken since 1987. You just got to work with that.
Nick in, the tape is worn out.
Yeah, it's fine.
The 1987 tape is worn out. Nick in Bear Mountain, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to give some music suggestions for the weekend. I like this format, by the way.
Thank you.
As I think it was Mike from Massachusetts pointed out, that, I mean, there's still a lot that people can build communities over without having to get into fierce rhetoric. I think it's nice that people can talk about things in common, like food, for instance. Why
Absolutely.
Not?
Absolutely.
Delicious.
As of late, I've been listening to this singer from North Carolina. Her name is Angela Faye Martin. She did a lot of work with Mark Linkous from Sparkle Horse before he had passed. Got a lot of play on NPR down there, but just wanted to plug her album Anniversary because it's just really fantastic songwriting.
And it's Angela?
Angela Faye Martin.
Angela Faye Martin.
Faye.
Faye Martin.
Yeah.
Angela Faye Martin. Okay.
Yep. And then just looking at how the weekend's going to turn out weather-wise, we've just had nonstop stuff planned for our son, like Mazzy Star and Granddaddy and Chet Baker.
Wow.
We try to teach him well.
That's good. That's great.
And he likes it, so I can't ask for any more than that, I guess.
Sure. Yeah.
Awesome stuff. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, in response to the first caller with the Beatles and Stones thing, that is such a... You can't compare the two.
True.
They're,
it's tough.
They're just different, totally different styles. And like you said, the Stones are still around in some
more or
former
less.
Fashion.
Yeah.
Maybe they're marionettes or something, but...
cadavers, yeah. Marionettes, whatever.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Blood transfusions.
All right. Well,
good
take
point.
Care.
Nick, man, have a great weekend. Yeah?
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you very much for the telephone call.
We got the snark back.
I think...
What?
Maybe in the history of broadcasting, it's the first time that cadavers and marionettes were compared.
Well,
we should hope.
Maybe not. Probably
I
not.
I was going to say.
Probably
maybe
not.
No.
Yeah, probably goes back to vaudeville. Let's go to Bill in northern Vermont. Bill, go ahead.
Good morning. I've really enjoyed your show. I've been visiting my sister in Riston, Kingston area, and my mother. And the first night I was here... We made a last-minute decision and saw Larry Coryell and his two sons play guitar all night in Woodstock.
All right.
So, big fan of the stage, and thank you, New York State, for making that available in northern Vermont. We don't get that very often.
There you go.
But the reason I called is I am from northern Vermont, and as you know, our gun laws are extremely different from yours. They can fit on one page, by the way. And I'm a constitutional historian and firearms expert, and I consult with firearms rights groups and sporting groups in Vermont. So I'd be happy to answer any of your questions, but I wanted to point out to the woman that called earlier, the definition of an assault weapon is in undefined in law. That's why the bill that Senator Feinstein proposed is, 150 pages long, because she has to list each product. And most people don't realize that the list is a list of guns that are largely small-caliber semi-automatic rifles that just look dangerous, but are less dangerous than my deer rifle. Believe me, I can reach out and touch you from a lot farther away with a good deer rifle from a larger distance than anything I can do with an assault rifle, and a so-called assault rifle. But I'd be happy to entertain any of your questions. but I wanted to make a point. I'm a constitutional historian, and that may seem like a little strange title, but it is my experience, and I believe the law reviews and the scholarly journals point out that the history of gun control on this continent is largely one that falls most heavily on women, minorities, specifically black, and now more so inner city folks who tend to be in the minority category, not pick on any particular color. And single women, single moms, the elderly and the disabled. When you look at the proposals of reducing capacity of magazines for pistols, specifically, and to reduce the ability to have a choice of appropriate weapon for self-defense, generally, I'm a white guy. I got my gun. And it's going to fall most heavily and most onerously, as far as registration and permitting and all the rigmarole, on the poor, the elderly, women, and minorities.
So,
and
all right,
so I would challenge that.
All right, so Bill, we've got to go, but my quick question for you then is, do you feel then that the legislation that is being that you have seen in Vermont, where this is probably not as much of an issue, obviously, but the legislation that is up in many other states, including New York, then is racist in some way?
No, I don't believe the motivation.
Oh, all bad
right,
time
right.
to lose.
Ooh, yeah, we're losing. Yeah. Sorry,
I'm not quite sure
there,
what
Bill.
Exactly what he was driving at. But
all right,
Next time.
We'll get them next time.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Maybe we'll write an email.
If you want to email us, Bill, the email is roundtable@wamc.org.
And then we can put it up and you can explain that. So we're sorry we lost you. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. We have Patty on the phone and Evie and John and Lewis and your call as well, 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-34-TALK1. It is our Open Phone Friday on our roundtable. On the roundtable, David Gustina's here, Sarah LaDuke is here, Ray Graff is here, and yours truly, Joe Donahue, is here, and we welcome you. 1-800-348-2551. We'll be back after this short break. Welcome back to our roundtable on the roundtable, Open Phone Friday here on our roundtable on the roundtable, and we're here to take your calls, and you have been calling in great number, and we thank you very much for that. Always
pent up.
Always
surprising.
Very nice to have you with us. Coming up later on the show, we have Rory Carroll talking about Hugo Chavez's Venezuela. We also are going to be talking to the incredible Juno Diaz, who is going to be at Bard College on Monday, a great writer, Pulitzer Prize winner. Novelist and short story writer, has a brand new book out and will be reading at Bard College on Monday. And we'll have Juno Diaz with us coming up in our next hour. Also, Peter Gray is going to talk about how important it is for children to play.
That's right. How important it is in learning.
Play what, though?
To have time play to time. Play
to go
and
out
learn.
And like their own free thinking playtime.
Or Xbox.
Inside, outside. Okay. No, not apps. Getting away from stuff and just doing imaginative play.
Yeah.
And then our good friend Jesse Feiler will be with us to talk about Do Not Track.
It's the first time that I can remember Jesse's come down on a day where the weather's okay.
Yes. that's
ice storm.
That's actually why Jesse is now on a Friday.
Yeah,
so
it's amazing.
Very good. Let us go back to the phones. We will start, I think, with Patty because she's at the front of the line. Patty, good morning. Welcome to the roundtable.
Good morning.
How are things in Queensbury?
Everything up here is just great. The sun is out, so I can't complain.
Excellent.
I recently, it's a time of year where the graduating seniors are all getting their notices on colleges that they've been accepted at and and getting ready to take that next step. I have a graduating senior.
Congratulations.
And, thank you. And she's a great kid, and, you know, she got accepted to the college of her choice. But I recently found out that our top three graduating seniors, 1, 2, 3, have not been accepted to the colleges of their choice, to their first choices. They've been denied or waitlisted to Harvard, Yale, Columbia. And I wonder, when I hear that, when you've got these, you know, incredibly well-rounded, bright kids that cannot get into the colleges that they want to go to, I guess what I'd like your opinion on is, I think that the school district then has to take a look and say, how come our top performers can't go to these colleges.
Did you happen to hear Alan's interview yesterday afternoon? And I forget who the interview was with. I apologize.
James Ottaway.
And he was talking about the fact that, you know, colleges like Harvard will get 22,000 people trying to get in for the freshman class. And what is it, about 1,000?
That's right.
And so they're turning away so many people with 800s on their SATs.
Right.
And through no fault of the kids.
That's right.
And basically,
or the schools.
Because the limit is now $100,000 for a free ride to some of these big Ivy League schools that don't need the money, then the competition is truly ridiculous. So I think that if those kids don't get in up in Queensbury, those top three, you know, I don't think they should take it personally. I just think that's the way it happened.
I agree with you on that completely, too. And I think, and, you know, one of the conversations I've had with my daughter is that, you know, when you live in a small area like we do up here, and you're a top performer, so you're a big fish in a pretty small pond, and you go down to Harvard or you go to Columbia or any college, and all of a sudden you're a little fish in a very big pond.
No question.
And like you said, every kid that is applying to those schools are the top performers
right.
in their school. They're, you know, you're no longer an elite student. You're just one of the crowd, I guess.
So I have to recuse myself from this conversation because I have a family member, my brother-in-law, who is an administrator at Queensbury School District. So I will.
It's actually isn't Queensbury.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. Then I can comment. Then the other thing too is that good. Well, then let me tell you what I think. No. But the other thing is that what I have to say. My big interest is. So where's your daughter going?
My daughter's going to Roger Williams University.
Congratulations. Wow. That's really good. And what is the field of study?
She is going to double major in marine biology and Spanish.
Wow. That is very cool.
Yes.
Talk to Spanish fish.
She's a very lucky girl. Very
Spanish
bright girl.
Fish.
And sea mammals.
That was your first band in college,
wasn't
it?
My first band in college.
Yeah, Spanish fish. Patty, thank you very much. Have a glorious weekend. Our best to your daughter. Congratulations, and enjoy this wonderful time. It's a really fun time.
Thanks so much.
Thanks
great.
For calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let us go to, there we go. Let's go to Evie in Hudson Valley. It is Evie?
Oh, this is bad. Oh, hang on now.
We're going to put Evie on hold.
Okay.
Just so,
must turn radio
you know,
down. Evie, whatever it is.
And then we'll go to Lewis in Albany. And then by the time we're done with Lewis, Evie will be on the line.
I think that's a brilliant plan.
Okay.
Joe.
Thank you very much, Raymond. I appreciate it. Let us go to Lewis. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good
morning,
hey.
Lady.
Thank you.
Well, on a slight note, I interned for college at the WAMC. So.
Oh, you poor man.
What, were we here? Were you here when you did this?
Oh, yeah. I'm not that old.
Was Christina
really?
In charge of the internship program back then?
I believe I worked under Katie when she was still the news director.
Okay. How about that?
Oh, how have you been?
We remember you. We love you.
You're great.
We have
no idea
who you are.
How'd you get this number?
That's all right. Anyway,
if we saw
about
you,
something.
We know you. Okay, go ahead.
I thought I'd talk about something a little happier than less political than all that guns and everything
okay.
else. But. I'm sure you guys saw that Jumpin' Jacks is open for the season.
Oh,
the other day.
In Scotia, so right on the Schenectady line.
One of the radio stations in Albany yesterday ran a big sounder. Everybody, a big announcement. Jumpin' Jacks is officially open.
For those of you out of the capital region, Jumpin' Jacks is an old-time
ice cream
drive-in.
Stand.
It's a drive-in.
Yeah.
And it's like Arnold's.
Yep.
And you go in, and they have great burgers and great shakes, and it's right on the river, right on the Mohawk River, and it's it really is a very, very cool place.
Yeah.
Great concerts and everything.
Yeah, so you're excited about that.
Well, yeah. So what I thought I'd bring up was what are some of your other kind of spring traditions or summer, things you can't wait to do for the spring or the summer? My two probably top, one would say when Curver Cream opens on Central Ave. And my second thing is going for a hike in the Pine Bush. I really love to do that when it's kind of nice and warm, when it starts to get warmer. So I thought I'd open that up for you guys, and I'm going to hang up and listen.
You know what? Very smart intern.
Yeah.
Lewis,
he was always my favorite.
We trained you. Hey, Lewis, are you still with us?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah.
So what are you doing now in life?
I'm not working in radio anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Will cure you that.
Okay, we trained you well. Go ahead.
No, doesn't fit the bill, unfortunately. Actually, I'm a
doesn't
state
pay
worker.
The bills.
State
yes.
worker.
Good for you.
Smart. Good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey, Lewis.
Family in.
Thanks,
and how old are you now?
Right now, I'm 29. I'll be 30 in June.
Okay, so it's been a little while since you were here. All right. Okay, excellent.
Yeah, a little while.
All right.
But, not too bad. I still listen. I don't hold it against anybody. And,
excellent.
We've escaped another one.
Lewis, thank you very much.
Not a problem.
Brings up a good point about spring traditions and things you look forward to. I like that. That's a nice way to end.
How about the tulips and the daffodils poking through right now? That's nice to see.
Yeah, it
and
is.
Crocuses. I can't wait for the forsythia to bloom.
Mm.
And the...
the lilacs will be out at some point here.
Ragweed.
Coming. allergy season.
Stock up on your Claritins and your Zyrtex.
Seriously?
Get ready.
Yeah,
come on.
Ragweed.
Say something positive, Raymond.
Potatoes.
I am looking forward to my. We have a small deck off the back of my apartment, and my roommate grows a lot of herbs and flowers back there. And I go out and read, and I do get rather allergic, but I enjoy the sunshine and the beautiful flowers. And those will come soon. There'll be dirt all over the kitchen.
It is absolutely. I just heard that
soil.
He mentioned Curver cream.
Soil, not dirt.
Yeah.
But Martha's in Lake George is
Tasty
now open, so
Mar.
I want to go up and hit there. That's exciting. That's good spring stuff. And I have to admit, next week I have a couple days off, and Ray, I have a couple days
yes,
off.
Yes, I wrote it down.
Hint, hint.
Yes.
How'd that
and,
happen?
Leave town.
Better not.
I'm feeling sick.
But I'm going to go to a Yankees Red Sox game.
Oh,
and,
are you really?
What?
So, baseball, and, that's like spring, the first week. And so that's very exciting. Why is your lip quivering?
Because you're going to get to see Jackie Bradley.
Okay.
All right, whatever.
All right. Yeah, exactly.
Take a call or
is
something.
Is that a sportsman, Jackie Bradley?
a sportsman.
Yes. Let's check in on Evie. Are you there?
Oh, this is not working.
Is Evie there? You know what's great? We should just leave this on, and then somewhere like 10:15 during Juno Diaz, we'll just...
Just leave it on forever.
Are you there?
Hang up.
All right,
on.
We got to...
Okay.
Well, wait, now. This is not working out.
You got to turn your radio down if you're going to talk to us.
Okay, that's better. It's, sort of.
Why are you screaming?
Are you on a...
Okay, I can't...
Are you on a speakerphone, Evie?
Well, we're gonna move on, because I guess... Sorry. But it suddenly sounded like a game show.
2 minute warning.
Let's go to Lisa in Saratoga in our final 2 minutes. Lisa. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I wanted to be a little frivolous this morning, and I would like to put in a plug for my frivolity. I've been taking dance lessons for about a year, and I started doing it in the wintertime just to get me out of the house.
Now, good for you.
I was one of these people that would just go in when it got dark, and that was the end of it. But I'm going to hit the speed limit on my birthday this year.
Mm-hmm.
And after a year of dancing, I started out, I did not know dance steps at all. I'm a little musical, but never had taken a dance lesson. And who doesn't like to move around when you have an opportunity when there's nice music playing?
What style of dance, Lisa? What style?
I'm taking ballroom and then some extra ones. Like Argentine tango is one of my favorites.
Slow, quick.
West Coast swing. Yeah, all that. And I wanted to plug up my favorite new family of friends that are dancing with Tango Fusion Dance Company in Saratoga Springs and Glens Falls and Capital District.
The Tango Fusion Dance Company.
Yes, that's right. I would tell you you could just Google them and it'll pop right up there. I have their email and their website right in my computer, so I don't want to make it.
No, that's okay.
If I can still have the phone.
No, that's great.
But I encourage everybody to come out. It's so much fun. It's a great group of people. And if they're all over the place, and it's not expensive, and you can drop in for one lesson, or you can get packages. And every Thursday night at the Mine in Saratoga, they do a West Coast class and a Salsa class, and then it just becomes a party, and it's just so much fun.
And then it becomes a party. That is far from frivolous. And Lisa, we thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. We thank everyone for calling in. We apologize to the many people that we've left on the line. I think because of the success, it's safe to say we'll do this next week.
You won't be here. It's up to us.
Oh, it's up to you. Ray, you want to do it next week?
Well, the jury's out. If there's some white smoke, we'll consider it.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Don't forget, you can email us roundtable@wamc.org, roundtable.org. David Gustina, Sarah LaDuke, and Ray Graff, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And joining us on the panel. We thank you.